of the story. Today we overplay and wear out and tire of a hit song in a single season, but more than 150 years ago, the most talked about piece of music drama, the most popular, profound, and brilliantly funny Italian opera remained at the top of the charts for generations, The Barber of Seville. It was to audiences back then what My Fair Lady would someday be, a smash hit for mass consumption only more so. The Barber of Seville's composer, Gioachino Rossini, enjoyed a popularity of a Richard Rodgers or a Leonard Bernstein only more so. Today we remember Rossini for the overture to another of his operas, William Tell. You know that overture is the theme for The Lone Ranger. But in his day, Rossini was famous for having written the masterwork, The Barber of Seville. Shortly after its completion, it played not only all over Italy, but in Russia and France, in England, in Germany and Denmark, in the United States, and these worldwide audiences may or may never have known that the Rossini classic Barber was a rush job. I mean, written in 3 weeks. Some say 15 days. How? How is it possible to compose an opera load of fresh and exciting music in such a short time? Well, it's not possible. It wasn't then either. Now the rest of the story. The Roman Carnival celebrations, 1816. Among the various planned festivities, an opera commissioned especially for the occasion. Rossini got the commission. In his contract, it was specified that he would compose the music, adapt it to the convenience of the individual singers, preside at all rehearsals, and conduct the first three performances. Rossini signed, he would write the opera. Then the impresario told him that the Roman Carnival came early that year, that it was just 3 weeks away. Well, the panic-stricken composer collected his thoughts. He'd been given one libretto, one storyline to work with. 3 weeks was too little time to develop that, so Rossini went to the library. He took out a copy of an old play, which had already been used as the basis for half a dozen other operas. That old play was called The Barber of Seville. Next, Rossini converted his house into a virtual music factory. He had a librettist working in one room transcribing the play into singable verse. Rossini was in the next room making each singable verse sing. The copyists were in still another room working out the parts for the instrumentalists and the singers. The singers themselves were rehearsing upstairs, receiving each page before the ink had dried. During the 3 weeks which followed, Rossini hardly ate. He did not once leave the house. By the end of that time, he had an unruly black beard and he had an opera. And what an opera! The Barber of Seville. Such a rousing success that one night a cheering crowd gave the composer a torchlight escort back to his lodgings. And in the years to come, Rossini's Barber became one of the most popular operas in the entire world. And it was a continuing source of amazement to Rossini's admirers that the work had been completed in less than 3 weeks. But what Rossini did not tell them, I am now going to tell you. It would indeed have been impossible for an opera the size and scope of Barber to have been composed in a mere handful of days. So just this once, two wrongs made a right. For Rossini's towering musical monument, The Barber of Seville, from the overture to the final curtain, was comprised of both material stolen from other composers and material stolen from his own wastebasket. That's right. The Barber of Seville is comprised of material derived from every unsuccessful opera that Rossini ever wrote. And now you know the rest of the story.